T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're presented by Chafe and Luhana. Injury law firm doing good by doing right. There's a report going around that Jalen Twyman, the Pitt defensive lineman who had an, dare I say, an Aaron Donald-esque year last year, is considering an opt-out. Nothing confirmed from Pitt. He was at Pitt's training facilities today. But there's at least one report that says Twyman is considering an opt-out. Our 93.7 The Fan football analyst and a Pitt All-American, Doran Dickerson, joins us right now. Doran, we've already seen Micah Parsons at Penn State opt out, now possibly Jalen Twyman. Your personal thoughts on guys who are electing to not play college football in 2020 is what?
I mean, I get it. That's a big investment in your body, and you don't want to risk anything, and that's a lot of money that you're going to make at the next level. But personally, thinking back to my time, if I didn't have my senior year, I wouldn't be who, you know, I was in Pitt history that I am today. You know, I was just a guy really at that point that didn't pan out, a five-star recruit that didn't pan out. And I needed my senior year to really show everybody that I was the guy that I was whenever I came in. So I got mixed feelings about it. As a teammate, I would just be like, you know, I get it. This is your future. You're going to be regarded as a first or second round pick. You got to make a big life decision, but at the same time, you know, we're here to win. We're here to win together, and the bond that you learn from college football at that time is huge for, you know, being a young man, or even in other sports, a young woman, or in baseball. It doesn't matter. You know what you're doing at the time in college sports is going to help you whenever you move on to your life. So I mean, I have mixed feelings about it, but if Jalen Twyman opts out, you know, I get it for his future.
The thing that's interesting to me about Twyman is I just tried to look up where he's projected to go in the 2021 draft, and it seems like second, third round. I mean, I'm sure I could find ones that say fourth round. Point being, though, he looks like the kind of player, if he were to opt out, who would be the kind of guy that would be maybe foregoing a season that could vault him, if he had a crazy year, up into the mid-first round. Like this... this strikes me as, in his case, if it actually comes to pass, a decision that might cost him millions in terms of where he would get drafted.
Yeah, and you know, I agree with you, Chris. But you know, the thing that has that's in Jalen Twyman's back pocket is that he's relatable to Aaron Donald. I think that's what people see, and they know what Aaron Donald did at Pitt. They know what Aaron Donald is doing now in the NFL. I mean, he's kind of the same measurables. You know, that short.
Is that how GMs think, Doran? Is that,
yeah,
in your experience?
Definitely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Is that how GMs think?
Absolutely. Wow. I mean, you don't think that they saw, you know, whenever they had Brett Favre in Green Bay, they saw similar traits to him and Aaron Rodgers? Absolutely. I think that GMs think like that. They want to be comfortable with the player that they're going to draft, and if they have familiarity with guys that they have there now to the guy that they might draft, they're definitely going to pick that guy over somebody else. 100% they definitely think that.
Doran, I want you now to think back to your high school football days. You were a huge recruit. If you found out going into your senior year that there might not be a high school football season, what would your reaction to that have been?
I'd be very, very disappointed. And, being around a lot of my buddies now and just thinking that, you know, I mean, obviously I had the opportunity and I knew I was going to play college football at the Division I level. I had offers at the time going into my senior year, and you know, committed a pit or whatever. But I would just feel bad for, you know, the guys that I was playing with, my teammates that weren't going to get the opportunity to play at the next level, weren't going to get the opportunity to even play at the D3 level. This was it for them. You know, this was their life in football. It was to try to win a Whippeal championship. It was to try to win a state championship and to play for their high school. And, you know, we were that was engraved in us when we were little at West Allegheny. You know, we were playing Termites, Mighty Mites football. We wanted to be like Tyler Palko. We wanted to be like Ben Herberts, who played at West Allegheny, and have the opportunity to win a Whippeal championship and win a state championship. I feel terrible for a lot of those young athletes right now. I really do. I mean, and it's more than just football, guys. I mean, let's be honest. There's a lot of life lessons you learn from high school sports. And, you know, even diversity, things like that, you know, learning from a guy next to you, a guy that's different than you, a guy that's a different size, a different skin color, a lot of different things. So I feel so bad for, you know, these players that could potentially not have a season this year. It's terrible.
Doran, this is maybe a specific question, but in that vein, the group that I feel bad for, if it was a kid who I feel bad on a certain level because it would have described me like playing, say, basketball, though that was more of a winter into spring sport. But I knew I wasn't ever going to play basketball beyond the high school level. That would have bummed me out. How many guys in your time playing football did you run across who maybe because they had a good final year, they actually got some D3 looks or D2 looks, or somebody kicked them a little bit of money to pay for their tuition because they were good enough to play at a lower level? Those are the guys and the girls that I feel bad for who might have a chance to play where it's like academic scholarships, but it's because they're playing a sport for the school.
You know, that's a fantastic question, because you know what the difference is? You know what's crazy about high school and sports from year to year is the growth in your body. I grew 3 inches from my junior to senior year. I put on about 30 pounds from my junior to senior year. You grow as an athlete, you know, and especially in basketball. You know, say you're 6 foot, guard, and then you grow to 6'4". You know, you can do that within 1 year and earn yourself a scholarship. You can grow from being a 6'2 offensive high school tackle and grow to 6'5" and be, you know, a Division I tackle. That's what's happening. Think about that. But, you know, you can grow. You still are growing as a young person to be able to earn one of those scholarships and, you know, and to be in tune with your body and have the footwork. So that's the biggest problem here is these kids are still growing. They still have the opportunity to better themselves as high school players. And, you know, we might not see that. They might not get that opportunity to earn that scholarship whenever they are most deserving to earn it at the end of the day.
Doran Dickerson, our football insider, Pitt All-America, longtime NFLer, West Allegheny, the pride of West Allegheny. And also this year, Doran, the chairman of the Junior Achievement Golden Ticket. Tell us about the Golden Ticket, my friend. You are the chairman.
Yes, it's an unbelievable opportunity for you know people to have a chance to win season tickets to all the big sports teams: Pittsburgh Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, Pitt football, basketball, Penn State football, basketball, Washington Wild Things, all the big teams in the city. You have the opportunity to win 2 season tickets, or with everything going on in COVID and everything that's happening in the country right now, you have the opportunity to win $10,000. If nothing happens with sports, if things are canceled, you could actually opt out and pick $10,000 instead of your season ticket. So, I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to win $10,000? I mean, come on. It's a lot of money. And also, you're going to be able to help a young kid further their education and learn all the awesome things that Junior Achievement has to offer. I mean, you know, they offer all kinds of things, workforce and financial education, things that young people need to become adults, you know, whenever they get older. But it's a great opportunity for you to give back and for you to honestly win money. You can go to jawesternpa.org to sign up and get a ticket for yourself. It's $20. So good luck to everybody. And I hope that you guys are all out there listening and you guys go to the website and purchase a ticket.
Doran Dickerson. Doran, I know you are a diehard Penguins fan like few others in this city, so I thank you for your time and now allow you to get back to probably smoking some chicken wings or something delicious on that green egg out back and watching this hockey game. All right, man?
Guys, I appreciate it. And you know what? I'm by myself on my back porch. I have something to eat. I have a beverage. And I have nobody puking at my house right now. So it's an awesome day to be alive.
You got all that? That's a very full Friday for you. Thank you, Doran.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.